Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessings on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in the darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you.
You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, how well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. O God, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. They blaspheme you. Your enemies misuse your name. O Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I despise those who oppose you? Yes, I hate them with total hatred, for your enemies are my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life.
Thank you. Good job, ladies. Well, thank you, everybody. I'm going to say a prayer, and then we can sit. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that, like the song said, we can surrender. Lord, we can surrender to you, and I pray that through this message and what David is going to be teaching us and what the Lord is teaching us through him in Psalm 139, 23 and 24, Lord, that you would touch our hearts and help us to surrender to you and know the path to do that. Pray this in Jesus' name. You can be seated. Well, good morning, everybody. How's everybody? Good. Not a huge crowd today, but that's okay. Lord's going to be moving in everybody anyway. I heard a sermon by somebody in this room that was really encouraging to me, and in it, in the middle of it, she quoted Psalm 139, 23, and 24, and I was doing a little bit of my own reading in Scripture and doing some memorization, and this verse came up, and I had an opportunity to speak here, and I was like, what am I going to talk on? And this verse just jumped out to me, so I started scribbling down notes, and I got a full page of notes just from thinking about what's in the verse, and so I'm really excited. So I'm thankful to Sarah for putting this verse up on the board, I don't know how many years ago, or how many, not years, but months ago it was. So today we're going to talk about the power of surrender, and what I noticed in the scripture, and it's a little small, I apologize for that, but what I noticed in Psalm 139 is David gives us a path to surrender, and it's a beautiful path, it's straightforward, and it's super encouraging. So we're gonna look at these five things. We're gonna look at the five components that David teaches us in his psalm to help us know how God is leading us. Raise your hand if you've ever wondered where God is leading me. Raise your hand if that's ever been a thing. Like, God, where are you leading me? Where am I going? What are we doing? That's me way more often than I like to admit. But David's gonna show us a path of how to know that God is leading us and where he's leading us. You'll learn the tests you are going through serve as God's guiding light for your path. How to recognize them for what they are instead of being anxious about them. When we're done, you'll understand how God leads us and how you can better understand how he is leading you directly. And finally, we will close with a powerful and vulnerable prayer of surrender. And so throughout this message, I'm going to give you some fill-ins, of course, to keep you occupied, but I'm also going to ask you some questions. And my goal is that when you look at those questions today, not just while I'm giving the message, but that when you go home, maybe at your dinner table, or maybe at lunch, or if you're going to meet for a small group today, to discuss those questions, because they're pretty powerful and they're pretty deep. And as we step into 2024, we have an opportunity to make 2024 the year that we surrender fully and completely, as best as we possibly can in his strength, to the Lord. And it's those little things that we can surrender that we're still kind of holding on to, that I'm still kind of holding on to. So as we go through this, I'm praying, and I've been praying, that what those questions reveal to you and the thoughts that God brings to you are those little components of your spiritual walk that God wants to for you to give to him, to release to him. So the two verses we're going to focus on are Psalm 139, 23, and 24. And I love this verse. I think I have it memorized, so I'm going to try to say it without looking. But it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." This is such a beautiful, beautiful part of the psalm that leads us. So first of all, it says, "Search me, O God." What does it mean to search? I was thinking about that. Like, what does it mean to search? Raise your hand if you've ever played hide-and-go-seek. And any time in your entire life, we've all done that. We were just at their grandparents' house, and they have a big house, 4,000 square feet, and there's nooks and crannies everywhere for them to play hide-and-go-seek. And the thing about hide-and-go-seek is, as the seeker, you're always going after the hider, of course. That's the way it works. But I found that if we think about this, we are the hider often in our relationship with God. We're hiding, right? We're hiding the little things, not hiding completely, but we're hiding those little things, those components of us that we know if we let them go and we gave them over, we surrendered them to God, it would make a huge difference. And so in this message, I want to challenge you to not hide anymore, but surrender that. Reveal yourself. Pop out of that closet that you're hiding from, or pop out of that cupboard that some of the kids are able to fit themselves into, right? Expose where you are so that you realize that God already knows that about you. He already knows you. So ultimately, my question to you is, if God is Almighty God, and he already knows us fully and completely, are you going to surrender? Are you going to give him permission to search you? Right? So the first fill-in is, he searches us when we surrender and let him in. God knows us fully and completely. We just read that in the Psalms, in the Psalm. But when we let him in fully, God doesn't force himself. He takes his time, and he allows us to open that door. And then we let him in, into those little nooks and crannies. And I pray, and I hope that this year will be that year that those little areas of your life that you're still holding on to a little bit, that God would get in and help you. So the question I have for you, I want to encourage you to write it down. It's not going to be on the board. It says, do I give the Almighty God permission to search me in every little thing? Do I give the Almighty God permission to search me? Okay, think about that question today. Second part is, he knows our heart. When I read that word, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." What does it mean to know one's heart? To intimately know them closely. Have you ever been in a relationship with somebody where you're close to them, but you actually don't know them as well as you thought you did? You heard stories about them that you didn't know existed. You learned things about them that you didn't know they had in their life experience. God knows every little intricate detail about us. So my challenge to you is, are we going to let God do that? We're going to let God in so we realize he knows us intimately. In Psalm 139, 13 to 15, it says, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark womb." My challenge for you as we read that, God really knows you. He knows me. He knows all of us intimately before we were even born. Isn't that an amazing and beautiful thing? So let's learn what God knows about us so we can grow in our relationship with him. Right? We don't know ourselves as well as he does. And we need to know him and to know how he knows us to draw closer to him. But do we want that? Do I truly want God to know me? Every little nook and cranny, all the stuff that we try to hide, but we know he knows already. And when we hold on to it, what happens? When we get further into the verse, it talks about anxious thoughts. And I believe this is not science. This is nothing. I'm just having an opinion here. I believe that part of the reason that we have those anxious thoughts is we haven't let them go to God. We haven't surrendered those little pieces of us to him. So my next question for you is, do I want God to truly know me? Write that one down. Do I want God to truly know me? The The next thing God does in this verse is he tests us. David says, "Search me, O God, know my heart, test me and know my anxious thoughts." David says, first, search me. I give you permission to search me. Then he says, know my heart. I give you permission to reveal to me my heart, reveal to me your heart. And then he says, to test me. Have you ever, let's see if anybody raises their hand. Have you ever asked God to test you before? Raise your hand if you've ever done that before. Yes, one person. Thank you, Terry. That's a scary thing to do, I'm guessing. It was a very scary thing to do. But David just boldly says, test me. Now, how does God test us? I was very curious about that. And I did a little bit of research, and we came up with these seven tests of faith in the research that I did. And the first is patience, then faith, love, endurance, humility, sacrifice, and obedience. So whatever's going on in your life right now, if there's some sort of a battle, a struggle, a challenge, my guess is one or more of these areas God is testing you in. What is the point of a test? When you're in school, you take a test to know what you don't know about something. And that's what God is doing. He's revealing to us the things that we don't know, the path that he wants to reveal to us, to show to us, the journey he wants us to go on. So tests are a beautiful thing, but we resist them. I resist them a lot. I wrote down here, the test reveals our path and how God is growing us. When we fight the test, we create anxiety. When we embrace the trials and tests, we experience growth and are led down the path. This year, Carrie, do you remember what month it was? Was it May or something like that when my allergies went away? Is that right? It was before spring break. So in March, I'm going into the crowd, sorry. In March, I had these allergies that had been really building up for about 15 years in my life, where I was allergic to dairy, wheat, and corn. And I may have told you guys this before, but it's a big deal in my life, so I want to share the story again. But I had all these allergies, and for about 5 years, I had been praying for them to completely go away, very fervently. I'd been praying the whole time for them to go away, but for 5 years, I was really going after it, just praying, God, take them away, take them away. God, why are they here? I don't want to live the rest of my life where it's hard to get up off the floor. You know, to step down from here to here to here was very challenging for me because of those stinking allergies. And then I would get up like this. This is the way I was getting up because of the pain in my body from the allergies for the last 15 years. So I prayed, and I was being tested. God was testing me with patience. He was testing me with faith. He was testing me to endure and to be obedient, and maybe other areas too. But when I reflect back on that situation, God was testing me in many, many ways, and I'm so grateful for those tests, not the pain, but I'm grateful for the tests because when I look back, God healed me. And that's a miracle, and that is beautiful. And now I can eat whatever the heck I want. So that fudge in there, watch out, because that looks yummy today. Because I really can't eat whatever I want, and I couldn't before. I mean, we're talking dairy, corn, and wheat. But God said, you know what? Endure through this. Trust me. Have faith that someone's going to come along, that I'm going to use them to heal you. And he did. And that is wonderful. And I got to preach the gospel to her at the same time, because she wasn't a believer. That is really cool, too. So God used me in amazing ways in that circumstance. So my question to you, when you think about your life right now and you think about your past experiences, how is God testing you in your life? Write that question down. How is God testing you in your life? Is it in one of these seven areas? I'd be willing to bet it is. If you're struggling with being patient right now because of some circumstance, it's probably because God wants you to grow in that area. Maybe your faith is being tested. God is challenging you in that area. Maybe it's a combination where he wants you to endure, but you have to be obedient in that endurance. Whatever it is, God is using that to grow you. And why is he doing that? Because he wants to lead you. Is it going to work? Yep, got that. He knows your thoughts. I'm sorry. He knows your thoughts. Let me get there first. So search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. God knows our thoughts. So if I'm anxious about something, what is that about? My bet is it's about one of these seven areas. So God wants to test us in these areas so that we can grow, but then we resist and we get anxious about it, right? So in my life, I can get anxious about a presentation like this one. I had a presentation where I went to Tulalip Casino. And I got to present in front of, I think it was 20 different business owners. They all own dental labs. Anybody here know any dental lab people? It's a pretty obscure thing, right? So I got to present in front of them. I didn't know any of them from anybody, and it was kind of intimidating. But instead of choosing to be anxious about it, I chose to be excited about it and let that circumstance grow me, let God use that in me and create other opportunities in my future with them. And I think that's a lot of what God does in our lives, is he gives us these circumstances where we have a choice. We always have a choice of how we're going to face those circumstances. And sometimes we can go into them and resist and not learn the lesson, or resist and push against God and not trust. Or we can take on the circumstances and grow in our patience, grow in our faith, grow in our love, etc. So if you find yourself in the middle of the test, praise the Lord and surrender to that opportunity. If you find yourself feeling a little anxious, how many of you have ever had that red flashing light behind you? Raise your hand if you've ever had that red flashing light behind you in the car. We've all had that, right? Or you hear the siren behind you. Oh, shoot, am I getting pulled over? We want that red flashing light in front of us, not behind us, right? I don't want that light behind me, because that means I could be in trouble. There's something going on there. My heart starts palpitating. But if it's in front of us, then it can guide us. And I think sometimes in a certain way, when we get anxious, that's God's red flashing light for us. Or when he tests us, that's his red flashing light for us. It says, go this way, follow this path. This is where I'm teaching you. This is where I'm leading you. And we surrender over to him, then the anxiety goes away. And when we follow him, then he grows us and strengthens us. This verse says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. God wants us to give everything to him. He wants us to fully surrender. So again, in those testing areas, if you're feeling challenged in your patience and needing to sacrifice, or you're having a hard time being humble in a situation, that's an edge for growth in your life. And in 2024, as you look for those, I guarantee you're going to grow in really beautiful and powerful ways. So I have another question for you. What anxious thoughts are hindering you from growing in Christ? What anxious thoughts are hindering you from growing in Christ? Ask yourself that question. God wants us to be vulnerable enough that he can point out anything in us that offends him. Even that little thing you're holding on to. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. God wants the littlest components of what's going on in your heart and your life to be surrendered to him. So I have another question for you. What is that little thing for you right now in your life? What is that little thing for you that God is tugging on your heart and saying, I want you to let go of this year. I want you to surrender this to me fully this year. I've got you. You can trust me. Surrender this part of yourself to me. He reveals to us what offends him. I think that's a really brave prayer that David is praying here all the way through. Search me, giving him permission to search me. Right? He searches us when we surrender and let him. He knows our hearts. He knows you intimately. David is saying, know me, God. I want you to know me more. Come in and know me more. I want to know how much you know me, how much you love me. He wants that deep, personal, surrendered relationship to Jesus. And then he tests us. David says, test me. Test me. I give you permission to test me. I want you to test me. I want to grow in those experiences. And then David knows that he knows that God knows his thoughts. Knows his anxious thoughts, knows every thought. We read in the psalm that he knows the thoughts before they even come out, the words before they even come out. And then he reveals to us what offends him. And I think one of the ways that he does that is through those seven tests. When we're not being patient, when we're not being faithful, when we're not sacrificing, when we're not enduring, I think that's one of the many ways that God reveals himself to us. And he wants to lead us. The last part David talks about is he wants God to lead him to the path of everlasting life. God wants to lead you along the path of everlasting life. Let's go back to that first question I asked. How many of you have ever struggled with not knowing the path that God has for you? Right? all of us at some point, I'm guessing. And if not, can we go meet somewhere and talk? Because I need to take you to coffee. We all need to go take you to coffee, and let's learn how you know God's leading you. God shows us in this formula what David did here. He's showing us a way to know how God's leading, and he shows us in those tests. When God is testing you, he's leading you. That's a beautiful thing, to be challenged by God. So look for those in 2024, because they're coming. Whether you want them or not, they're coming. And I hope that they're the challenges that stretch your faith, that don't wreck you, but I pray that they're challenges that stretch your faith and that they grow you closer to Jesus. And why? Because the last line there, it says, along the path of everlasting life. He wants to lead you along the path of everlasting life. All of this isn't about me better knowing myself. This isn't about self-actualization. This isn't about growing my business or getting better at a certain thing. It's about everlasting life. God tests us so we can have everlasting life. God wants to know us and wants us to know that he knows us so that we can have everlasting life and feel that and experience that even now. That's the point of all of this. Nothing less than that. It's about that part. So I have a prayer of surrender for you to consider. So it's in your bulletin. So if you want to go ahead and pull that out. We're not going to read it out loud, but I want you to read it to yourself, and I'm going to read it to you. And at the very end, there's a little ellipsis, and that's a time for you to take 1 to 2 minutes to really pray the rest of that prayer personally for you. Okay? So it says, Lord, I give you permission today for you to search my heart to test me and to reveal my heart and thoughts to me. I give you my anxious thoughts. Right now, search me and show me how you are leading me through my tests and challenges. Today, I surrender anything to you that is offensive, and I specifically give you whatever that is for you. Go ahead and come up. I challenge you to pray that prayer again as they play some music for us, and specifically surrender whatever that thing is that's challenging. So I'm going to pray that prayer again. Lord, I give you permission today for you to search my heart to test me and to reveal my heart and thoughts to me. I give you my anxious thoughts. Right now, search me and show me how you are leading me through my tests and challenges. Today, I surrender anything to you that is offensive, and I specifically give you